Well, well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to, how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Hello, you speak English, sir? Parlo, usted inglés?
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560, myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, and it is absolutely spectacular outside.
It is. It's
wonderful.
Holy
cow, is it nice out.
Yeah. It hasn't been this way for quite a while.
No, this is really beautiful. So if you haven't been outside yet, you're missing out. I would do so if you possibly can. For the first time in a while, I actually drove home last night and I could see the glow of the sun behind the mountains still. It was nice.
It was nice.
And daylight saving time comes in 2 weeks. Just around the corner.
Just around the corner.
So not this next weekend, but the weekend after.
Yeah, and the moon coming up last night was like a big saucer.
Oh, awesome.
Just a saucer.
Just lovely.
I wanted to paint a face on it.
Oh, yes. Anyway, yes. Anyways. By the way, thanks, Andy, for filling in last week. I really do appreciate it very
sure.
much. And, okay, yesterday's impossible question. Charlie and I weren't even close on this. We actually said get a snack out of the fridge. 18% of people admit to doing this as a guest in someone's home, but the answer is pretending to like the food and then throwing it out.
That'd be hard to do.
Yeah, how do you do that?
I don't know. I'm at the table with them.
A little napkin?
I guess.
I don't know how you do that.
I don't know. You know, that's never really happened to me. I just eat it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
That's why I'm the size I am. I just eat. It doesn't matter. It's not too much I don't like. Just shove it in and away we go.
That's the whole issue. The whole issue, and you can tell Dr. Julie this. Dr. Julie, the whole issue is I'm too nice.
Yes, I like stuff.
I can't turn down anyone's food because I don't want to hurt any feelings.
Have you ever been to someone's house where you really didn't like it?
What?
Have you ever been to somebody's house where you really didn't like it?
Really didn't like the food?
Yeah.
Only if they serve something I really couldn't eat.
Okay.
I can't eat beans, for instance.
Okay.
And, you know.
Oh, that's
anchovies and stuff like this, guacamole, I don't eat.
Okay.
But outside of that, no. I'm not that tough on the food.
No, me neither. I don't know that I've ever been at someone's house where you just couldn't eat it.
By the way, may I really
yeah,
quick?
Yeah.
Did you see the new sandwich that Taco Bell has?
Oh, yeah. You put it on your Facebook page.
I know.
I was salivating looking
at
it.
I know. I know. Folks, it's these, you know, chicken sandwiches, right?
Right.
So it's fried chicken in one of those soft, warm, big, fluffy, you know, thick
yes.
pitas.
Yes.
With some sauce on it. Oh,
it's
my
awesome.
Gosh. I can have like 20
food guy,
of those.
But that one looked great.
Oh, yes. Oh,
awesome. All right. Today's impossible question.
All
answer
right.
this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. 23% of women say they would actually pay their partner to do this.
Be silent.
Shut up. Here's the idea. Dishes, take out the trash, wash the car. So 23% of women say they would actually pay their partner to do this.
Okay. They would actually pay their partner. I can't imagine taking out trash, washing the car. That's nuts.
Charlie. Charlie. Put down the toilet seat. Not bad, Charlie. Not bad.
Oh, just personal thing. I always do. So I.
Yeah, we're trained well. Charlie says 23%, though. So that could be. You could be right, Charlie. Although I think that number's higher for most women. Because most men don't, by the way.
Yeah.
Most men have this feeling of, well, it was down when I got here. It's up now. You deal with it.
How about dusting?
Oh.
Men hate to dust.
Ooh.
We really do.
Ooh, you might be onto something there.
I'm just saying, because dusting, we think about dusting, oh, it's light, it's not something I need to do. Folks, dusting takes, it's tedious.
I hate it.
It takes a long time because you got to get all these nooks and crannies and surfaces and so forth. That's something guys hate to do.
Most people do.
Yes.
You've ever met someone that likes to dust?
No.
They're crazy if they do.
Yeah.
They belong in the funny farm.
Yeah.
Or with a mask on all the time.
I hate dusting.
Speaking of which.
When I do it, I wear an apron and I feel very prissy.
I like Andy's answer, by the way. So answer that on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. And other announcements, if you haven't seen this yet.
Okay.
This just, Richard sent me this on my way down today. It came off Twitter. And the Texas governor.
Woohoo!
Is going to open things up on March 10th with no more mask mandates.
Yeah, baby!
Whoa.
And by the way...
Can we do that?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, John. They're also going to open 100% for their businesses. You, no limited seating, no spacing, and that's the biggest thing.
Awesome.
Remember, we've always said here, what really crushes these businesses, along with the masks, because that kills the entire, you know, atmosphere, right? But what also kills it is the spacing. They're paying dollars for that floor space.
Oh, every square inch.
Absolutely. And yeah. This is going to be huge.
People forget that. Well, I shouldn't say people forget that. People don't think about that or realize that every square inch of that restaurant has a cost to it.
Right.
Every square inch.
Well, you know what the biggest problem with South Dakota has been? There's only one of them.
Mm.
You see, and so South Dakota could be this isolated little state, and you could have the left try to run every bad article they could on South Dakota. It didn't take. And yet, so you didn't have a lot of people looking at South Dakota becoming jealous of it.
Right.
But now that you have South Dakota, Iowa, Montana,
Texas,
now Texas,
Florida,
of course, you've got people becoming I just think that over the next month or two, the jealousy is going to be overwhelming.
I agree.
And states like Colorado are going to have to follow suit. They don't have a choice, John.
I really hope you're right, although history would tell us with our current dictator, Polis, that you may be, because frankly, to him, facts don't matter, Andy.
No, they never have. They never have. Mm-hmm. He goes off his projections, which were wildly inaccurate. Let me ask you a real question here before we go to break.
Yeah.
Okay. Texas does this. It's incredibly wise. I mean, they're simply looking at the numbers and they're seeing, hey,
yeah.
The numbers show this isn't helping.
Which, by the way, they never have showed that they should have done these things in the first place.
Right. Over the last 6 to 8 months, really 6 months, every negative story about a state was either about Florida or South Dakota. Will we now see a slew of them about Texas?
Great question. Given the power that they wield, I don't know, Andy. Great question.
Because they got to do something. The whole idea is this. They want to make sure all these little tin pot dictators like Polis don't look too bad with what they're doing in Michigan and Colorado and so forth. They have to make sure they don't look too bad with what they're doing.
Yeah, and I would guess, even coming back to King Polis here in Colorado, that the peer pressure, which is really what we're talking about here, the peer pressure of other states, other governors opening up and watching their economy start to flourish and their jobless claims go down and unemployment go down, you got to think at some point they've got to look at some of that and say, wait a minute, we can't just keep doing what we're doing.
Well, you would think so, but what gets me is that Colorado is, you know, just a couple hours away from South Dakota that's had 3% unemployment and a booming economy by doing everything we're not doing.
Right.
And yet, South Dakota, you know, people don't talk about South Dakota, but Texas is big news.
Texas is huge news, and as you get other states surrounding Texas,
right.
Which you're starting to see some of the same things happen, by the way, even in Arizona and other places like that. So as you start to see more of not just Sunbelt states, but to your point, you know, Montana, places like that. Now, where you're not going to see this, and I believe are the last states that will be to actually switch over.
The holdouts?
Yeah, and I'm telling you, folks, because the pack we have with the West, with California, Oregon, and Washington,
right.
Unfortunately, we're going to be one of those last holdouts because we've got a moron for a governor.
This could hurt him in 2022.
I hope it does.
It seriously could. Being a last holdout, a lot of people lose their jobs and never bring those businesses back by holding out that long. Every week we wait, more businesses go that won't come back.
No, you are exactly right. And there's, by the way, folks, those of you that do not believe what Andy and I just said, just go look at the numbers. Go look at the data. I had somebody that I was texting yesterday on this, basically when I basically said the best thing Trump could have done was to have fired Fauci right off the bat. And I had a texter that said, oh, then we'd have a worse response to the pandemic than we've had now. And I'm like, how could it be any worse than it's already been with the amount of jobless claims, the trillions and trillions of dollars that we've had to inject into the economy to overcome things? I mean, I can go down the list, Andy. How could you have any worse response than we've had under the leadership of a Fauci and BRICS.
Well, keep in mind, the text, first of all, you can't. And secondly, the texter is not thinking in terms of economic impact and how it affects people's lives. The texter doesn't care. That texter only cares about the numbers, and these are inflated numbers. Let's keep in mind, folks, I know it's like, what, 520,000 or whatever.
Well,
that's not 500.
I got the numbers with me, so no,
okay.
Hang on. Go ahead.
But it's not five, we'll say 530. It's not 530,000 more deaths than you would have had in 2020, 2021. At most, you've hastened some. The simple fact is you got 2.5 comorbidities for all of these things. All it did was push, like any illness, it pushed people a little over the edge.
That's right.
That's it.
I said this yesterday, and I'll say it again, folks, for everybody listening in case you missed yesterday. Here's the actual stats as of yesterday morning when I did this. I didn't up them today, but as of yesterday morning, I did all of this math for you because the media won't, by the way.
Okay.
Worldwide, this is in relation to cases versus total population. Total cases worldwide, and keep in mind, I realize a lot of people have never gotten tested and probably had it, but on the same token, a lot of people have been tested more than once, and all those numbers have counted in.
Good point.
Some have had, you know, tests 4 or 5 times that have gone into this as well. So the reality is cases worldwide, it's 1.5% of the whole population of the world. Cases, not deaths, cases, 1.5%. So 7.5 billion people, do the math, that's how many cases we've had worldwide. In the U.S., the amount of cases we've had, which by the way, is going to be much higher than the rest of the world. Why? Because we're free.
Right.
We roam, we travel, we go places. That's called the American way.
Can I add one other thing?
Yes.
We count everything as COVID.
That's true,
John,
too.
They don't do that. I mean, they don't have politics of trying to get rid of their old leader like we did.
That's
so
right.
So they don't count everything as COVID everywhere. We do.
But even if they did, or you know, even if that didn't happen, like we're still going to have a higher number than everybody else because we don't lock down our populace, right?
True. We don't lock down our populace. I'm just saying, number one, they're not counting anywhere near the numbers they have. And number two, let me just throw out one biggie, China.
Agree.
Come on.
Agree. But even at that, 8%, 8 of the USA.
We're free.
350 million people, 8% of us out of 350 million have had a positive COVID case. 8%. That's it. 8%.
Okay.
So 92% of us in the country have not had COVID. Think of it that way.
At least officially.
At least officially.
Right.
Yeah. This is, I'm using numbers that are coming off of the COVID sites and so on. These are, I believe, way inflated, by the way. Even the deaths that I'm going to get into next, these are way inflated numbers.
We are
numbers.
Also way, way, way ahead of most nations in testing.
Yes, way ahead. So, again, given all that, that's still where we're at, okay? Bottom line. Deaths worldwide, it's 0.03% dying of COVID in relation to the whole population. Of the earth. In the USA, we're at 0.15%. Of course, we're higher because of all the things you just said a moment ago, Andy, but 0.15%, which means that 98.5% of us that get COVID will live, and that's if you get it in the first place, because keep in mind, 92% of us never get it.
Right.
So my point yesterday was, by definition, a true pandemic causes a high degree of mortality. Folks, I'm saying this, I'm going to continue to say it because you're not going to hear it anywhere else. We are not in a pandemic, nor have we ever been in one, because we've never had a high mortality rate.
No.
It's been an inflated mortality rate because of the press and the left and what they've done. But in reality, we have not had a high mortality rate.
No, you're dead right, John. How many times have I said, when you shut down your economy, like we've done, when you strap people down on all these rules and regulations everywhere, like we've done, you are treating it as a plague. The plague wiped out a third of Europe. This hasn't wiped out 0.5% of America.
That's exactly right. So we'll come right back. Extreme Auto Repair is next. If you want to chime in that, the lines are open. By the way, I have no guests this entire hour, so if you want to talk about this, feel free to do so. 303-477-5600. I would love to hear somebody from the left challenge me on my numbers, by the way, and tell me that this is in some way a pandemic that I believe is not. I would love to hear from somebody that would want to challenge me on this. I doubt you will, because the numbers speak for themselves. But
yep.
Hey, where the numbers speak for themselves as well as your car. And what I mean by that is I can do the math and show you that you can drive what you own longer, cheaper, and have better longevity than if you went out and even bought a new car. Why? Because it's always cheapest and best to keep driving what you own. It's just facts of life. Now, doesn't mean folks can't buy new cars. I'm just saying, if you're really ultimately looking to save money, Andy, and save money in your budget in your household, drive what you own.
Take care of your car.
Exactly. Take care of it. Extreme Auto Repair can do that for you. KLZradio.com or 303-841-1071.
The most frustrating part of getting your vehicle repaired is not knowing what they're charging you for. The team at Extreme Auto Repair has nothing to hide. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker want you to understand what's going on with your vehicle so you know how to prioritize your spending. They'll always be transparent because you're the one spending money. You need to know what's wrong so you can focus on the most important repairs first. Just ask, and they'll be more than happy to take you back to the service bay, open up the hood to show you what's going on, or hand you the part that's not functioning. Their philosophy is, why hide it? You might not know what to look for on your own, and the bill makes a lot more sense when you can actually see the part. Plus, you'll feel better knowing that they're not charging you for services you don't need. Take a look together. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promise is kept.
All right, Bruce Simmons, folks, a lot of you are sitting on piles and piles of equity in your home with no cash in the bank, cash that you could be using to travel, see the grandkids, do some remodeling, just actually live on if you need to. That can happen with a reverse mortgage, and Bruce can show you how. I'll call in today, Bruce Simmons, American Liberty Mortgage, 303-467-7821, or again, find him at klzradio.com.
You want to work with Bruce Simmons because you can trust him. Bruce is usually the only person you'll talk to throughout the entire process. He's the one who meets with you and your family to explain the loan. He's the person you call with questions. He answers his phone himself every time. He personally attends all of his own closings. He'll even stay in touch after the loan closes in case you have more questions. John Rush recommended Bruce Simmons to his own mom and dad because he wanted them to work with someone local, someone who had specialized exclusively in reverse mortgages for more than 18 years, someone who would guarantee their fees so the cost would never exceed what he quoted them at the beginning. Plus, John really likes and believes in Bruce. You already know you don't want to work with a national company because you prefer a more personal approach. So choose someone you'll enjoy working with and can trust completely. Find KLZ's Bruce Simmons now at klzradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise.
God. Country. Reason. Now back to John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. We're going to talk about the elderly in a minute. We'll also get into this hour. I do have a list of the top 10 things in Colorado that are the consumer complaints of a lot of folks, maybe some of you even listening. So we'll get into some of those as we roll through this hour. But let's talk about the elderly.
I get angry that all these places make me pay for stuff.
Yeah, why don't you? Well, you should just be giving it to you.
Don't they know who I am?
Under Biden's way, they would just hand it out to you.
Exactly.
Here you go.
Oh, wait. Never mind. Wrong demographic. Okay. Sorry.
All right. Let's talk about the elderly being prisoners, because okay. They are.
Yeah, let's talk about this,
I mean, we've instilled the fear factor in this country so much so that we've got, you know, portions of the populace. And by the way, not just all elderly, because this happens across every spectrum of the age groups, but especially the elderly. We literally have got these folks under lock and key with fear.
Yeah. And right? And by the way, you're right. Young people, too. Young people, my gosh, they are at no risk.
Go live life.
Whatsoever.
Have fun.
And they are terrified. Mm-hmm. They're strapping on those masks and leaping, and they're a bunch of Karens, too.
Real quick, Andy, what is with the
young Karens?
What's with the people that A, wear a mask while driving alone, and B, wearing a mask when they're just outside walking along?
You know what I call it? The polis atmosphere. Fear.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
He has created an atmosphere of fear. People are terrified of this thing. You know, yesterday I was at, talking about old people,
right.
Yesterday I was at
the DMV.
DMV. You know, getting the new plates for my new car. And which, by the way, is a miserable experience in Arapahoe County now.
Pretty much everywhere. Anyways.
Yeah, but there's a Democrat running it, and it is a monstrously bad experience. But anyway, setting that aside, there were a couple elderly people there, and they were terrified. They were leaping back from people, keeping this huge halo of space around them, wearing the mask, rubbing stuff on their hands, and they were just terrified. And I'm looking at them, I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. What have we done to you? And then what I really think about, John, is how what you and I had talked about months ago, and that's this. the longer you take to let this thing sweep through, it's a virus.
Yeah.
The longer you take to let it sweep through the population, the longer you're imprisoning the elderly
right.
in their homes.
That's exactly right. Brad in East LA, what's going on, sir?
Hey, how y'all doing
today?
We're
great, Brad.
Hey,
thanks
Brad.
For calling.
Hey, you know, my long-haired cat just hacked up a hairball. Is that coronavirus?
It might be.
It is.
Okay.
Get your rubber gloves on.
Go, 6 feet.
I'm going to go check.
That's
the
good.
Phony baloney Tony Caroni.
You got it.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, Brad.
I mean, folks, we've said this many times, and Andy and I, you know, yes, we understand that certain folks have gotten COVID and died. We get that. We're not making light of anybody's death any way, shape, or form, nor would we ever do so. We understand, you know, death is something that's tragic, and we get that.
And we've always called on people sheltering the vulnerable.
Yes. Yes, if you're that individual, we've said that from day one, and we've just gone about this, in my opinion, completely the wrong way. We should have sheltered those that needed sheltered, let the rest of the folks live life. You know, there was a tweet that went out a minute ago that Richard just sent me that said basically talking about the stimulus. So the Biden administration is now saying every American who wants a vaccine will be vaccinated by May 31st and that all the states with sane governors will be fully open by the end of March. Why in the world do we need a $1.9 trillion COVID stimulus package? Just open the country back up.
Agreed.
That's what we keep saying all the time, by the way. Andy and I have been saying this for months now.
The one thing I would say is I would not have a problem with giving checks out to people that your government has destroyed. I would rather obviously put them back to work first. First and foremost, just open up. Okay. But if they wanted to give out a limited stimulus that just provided checks, I don't know.
Give me your definition. I'm not being devil's advocate. I'm really asking.
Okay,
so how would you define that?
I'll be honest. I guess I'm being a little too nice because me personally, I don't even think we need that. Okay, unleash the spending, and there's so much pent-up demand.
Thank you.
That's going to flood into the – but all I'm saying is that demand would be much higher if we hadn't destroyed the economy for a year.
I agree. And by the way, I'm not against helping individuals, but I also – folks, I live in the real world.
Okay.
Still own a business, still run a business, still hire people, you know, go through all those things on a routine basis. And I talk to other businesses – on a daily basis, literally. Just had lunch with another business owner today. And what I'm still finding, which is why I'm asking Andy the question a moment ago, who do you define needs this help? Because, folks, I'm still talking to business after business after business after business that can't find good help. So where are all these people that need this help, that need the stimulus money, when there's jobs available, where are they? That's my question.
I would do things like this, okay? First of all, you don't live in the real world. You live in Colorado.
Oh, got it.
I just want to make sure that we're clear on this.
True.
But things like debts, student loan debt, you know, Biden wants to use these things to pay it off and give you free college. That's insane. But would I be up for them saying, let's defer student loan payments for a year because of the COVID?
What would be the qualifier? If you didn't have a job or what? Or you just blanket that to all student loans get a 90-day stay?
I would go with something like that, just because it would be so hard to separate between them and the paperwork involved.
Okay.
Okay. Do kind of a delay, and let's hold these off for a few months and let you get your house in order because we just came through this ridiculous, let's face it, it was a short-term depression.
Right.
All right. And I could understand that.
Okay.
But outside of that, John, why should we give out a bunch of money when the second we open up the economy, any guy who works as a waiter at a restaurant is going to be rolling in dough?
Yeah, because everybody's going to want to go out and eat.
Yes.
Right?
Okay, yes.
I mean, as it is right now, for those of you that may not know this, maybe some of you have been sheltering in and haven't been looking at going out to eat or anything along those lines, but if any of you have looked at any kind of reservations to go eat, and I'm not talking, you know, the five stars, but, you know, even things that have a $2 or $3 sign next to them, trying to go make a reservation at most places, either the day before or the day of, fat chance.
Yeah.
Because they're full.
Yeah. But
right?
But in Texas, it's going to be 100% seat.
Which means they're automatically going to have openings.
In Texas, they're going to be hiring like crazy. They're going to have people pouring in and eating. And guess what, John? You're not going to see COVID rise much faster there than anywhere else. This is the thing. You know, we get back to the elderly. You know, up in South Dakota, the elderly have been out for months. Why? Because Christy Noem.
Because they got rid of their surge.
Well, yeah, Kristi Noem allowed the surge to sweep through the state, and you had all these articles on how bad their numbers were for a while, right? Guess what? You haven't seen any articles for about 6-8 weeks. Why? Because they came over their hump. Okay. Well, the what's even more important is all the elderly in South Dakota, they're not imprisoned. They're out and about with all these people around them. It's wonderful.
Just got this message from Richard, which, by the way, it's his birthday today. So happy birthday, Richard. We love you and appreciate all you do for us as a show and just me personally. And he's a great son. Love all my kids, but really love celebrating their birthdays as well. But he just sent me this. Can't get into Melting Pot up in Louisville at a reasonable time for the next 2 weeks.
My gosh, they have no seating. By the way, neat place. Love the Melting Pot.
But again, so if we were open, though, that would go down to a few days.
Oh, yeah.
Which is what it should be. And there'd be more people working, by the way.
Oh, that's what I was getting to. Those people at the Melting Pot rake it in tips.
Yeah, because it's a high-end restaurant.
Right. Okay, so imagine that. Multiply it out. You're a business guy. Multiply it out through the economy.
Oh, it's
all
huge,
those people
Andy.
Raking it in tips, turn it around and do what with those tips?
They
go to the casino.
Them.
They go to the...
We're talking trillions of dollars here. That's how this works, folks.
Yeah.
Literally. There's trillions. I think the last time we checked with some of our Wall Street guys, there are, I believe there's about $3 trillion. I need to double check this figure because it's gone up since we checked it the last time. But I believe there's around $2.5 to $3 trillion of pent-up demand money sitting on the sidelines right now that has not been spent.
Absolutely. Now, let me ask you this, though. Would you, let's say out of this, you know, this 1.9, they're only putting checks out, yeah, actually in people's pockets, that's what, about $200-300 million, right? Maybe four.
Ooh, I don't know.
It's not that much. Okay, and most of it's just giveaways to states and stuff that
right,
backed them.
Right, right, yes, that's
okay.
Correct.
What would you say about, though, all of those businesses that have held on, and even though we allow, open up, and we have the people rush back in through the door, they are so far in the dead up to their eyeballs because of what the government did to them. Would you be up for helping them in some way?
There already is. The second round of PPP is already here, and they can all apply for that if they need to.
And you don't have to pay it back?
No. And I'm by the way, I'm all for if there's not enough money to make that, then open up round two for businesses and get rid of this other stimulus stuff we're doing to individuals. Because here's the other fear the government even has right now.
Okay.
That all this money they're going to give out in stimulus checks to individuals won't go into the economy because they're just going to go stick it in the bank because they can't go spend it anyways.
Right. They're going to go stick it in the bank and sit on it.
Which does not help the economy.
So basically this, okay? You've got those PPP loans, and they're not even loans. Just get money, help these businesses, and help them recover, mm-hmm. get back on their feet. Also, I would say maybe give people an extension on their loans, right?
Well, there, and I think to add to that, I think the other thing that—
I don't want to crush the banks.
No, I think the other thing, though, I think the extension on student loans, fine. Give them a 90-day stay. I'm with you on that, okay? Other loans, though, there's other ways to handle that, i.e. the PPP money and some of the things
sure.
that they're doing that way. The SBA already did some things in regards to loans for SBA customers and so on. So a lot of that's already been handled as well. But I think what you could do one step further along those lines, we can come back and talk about this. But, folks, one of the best ways to help a lot of small businesses succeed and grow and move forward is why don't you just give them a X amount of time with no income tax due. What's wrong with that?
I'm all for it.
So just say, you know, we're going to, you know, from this period to this period, guess what? No tax due.
Well, okay, look at it this way. We just shut down the economy for a year. Okay? What about giving them 90 days?
Fine.
90 days, you're not paying taxes.
Yeah, fine. Fine. And by the way, I'm talking everything. Give them a reprieve on paying payroll taxes on their employees, the whole 9 yards. They get a 90-day stay of paying any kind of tax, property, anything else. They get 90 days to just go do business the way they want to without having to roll things back to the government.
But you know why Democrats can't do that? Because we would all see the economic boom from
yes,
lower taxes.
That's right. That's why that's not going to happen. Not on their watch.
But if we did.
It would be huge, Andy.
Yeah. 90 days.
You talk about pumping up the economy. My way gets it pumped up faster than any $600 or $1,200 stimulus check does.
Yes.
Way faster.
What if you repealed for 90 days in a state like Colorado the gas tax?
Oh, well, that would lower gas prices by about 50 cents a gallon.
Right. How much more money would that pump into the economy?
Well, it's substantial. We've got more ideas on this as well, so don't go anywhere. We'll come right back. If you got any comments for us, please let us know. 303-477-5600. Franktown Firearms is next, folks. Out in the Elizabeth, Franktown area, anything you need when it comes to shooting a gun, they'll train you. They'll sell you the right weapon. They've got ammo, by the way. And by the way, stock on things is really good. And it's only, last time I checked, I believe this morning I got notification, it's about a half an hour wait to buy a gun right now is all. So, hey, get it while you can. 720-770-7777 or find them at klzradio.com.
Before you actually start carrying a firearm, you need to develop the mindset of safety. Whether you consider yourself an experienced shooter or if you've never shot a gun, head trainer Karen Murray recommends signing up for the basic concealed carry class at Franktown Firearms first, because everyone has bad habits to break. You need to start with the basics, but you also can't walk out of a CCW class with a gun strapped to your hip thinking you're Jack Bauer. Once you've registered for your concealed carry permit, come back to Franktown Firearms for Karen's tactical pistol course to put your skills into practice. Karen will teach you the 6 steps to proper holster draw, giving you the chance to practice situational awareness in a safe environment. Karen loves watching her students leave her tactical pistol course at Franktown Firearms wearing their guns in their holsters for the first time. Register for a class now at klzradio.com/franktown. Confidence through practice.
All right, folks, we're talking about finances and all those things here a few minutes ago. And if you need help in that area, planning ahead. By the way, one of the things I think you should be looking at and be talking to Al at Golden Eagle Financial is inflation. How do you stave that off? What do you do? Because it's going to be coming, folks. We've talked enough about it, and I'm a big believer in that. You just can't pump up the economy like we've done with false money, which is really what we've done. We've printed it. We didn't make it. We didn't earn it, which means inflation will come. Figure how that works out in your portfolio and what you need to do looking forward as you retire. Again, call Al today, 303-744-1128 or klzradio.com.
Al Smith protects your nest egg from the high cost of long-term health care. Once you retire, you have one concern, making your money last. Founder of Golden Eagle Financial, KLZ's retirement planning specialist, Al Smith, has worked in financial services for over 3 decades, specializing in retirement planning for the past 16 years. After all those years helping people manage their money, Al has spent a lot of time listening to his clients' concerns about retirement. Al has personally seen friends and relatives burn through their nest eggs in a matter of months, spending thousands of dollars a month on hourly health care, either at home or in assisted living. As part of your retirement plan with Golden Eagle Financial, Al will help you find alternative financial products with significant benefits in retirement, ensuring your nest egg can withstand the high cost of long-term health care. Schedule a free consultation with Al Smith now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Before you can run your business more efficiently, you must learn to manage your own time. As the business owner, you cannot allow yourself to get bogged down by menial tasks. Your time is too valuable. You need to stay focused on the big picture. Otherwise, you'll be exhausted and frustrated. You won't have time for your family, and your company won't grow. John Rush will show you how to delegate for the sake of your sanity and your bottom line. Send an email to john@rushtoreason.com.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Susan at Premier Manufacturing says, "In the 2+ years I have been with Premier Manufacturing, my interaction with BES has been nothing but positive. When we have a service issue, they do their best to have someone sent out that same day, and the service people have always been friendly, efficient, and professional." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
All right, folks, myself, Andy, and Charlie Grimes, starting tomorrow, this is a tweet, by the way, coming out of Mississippi. Starting tomorrow, we are lifting all of our county mask mandates, and businesses will be able to operate at full capacity without any state-imposed rules. Our hospitalizations and case numbers have plummeted, and the vaccine is being rapidly distributed. It is time. That's Mississippi.
Let me make a comment on this. Now, that all comes with some risk.
Of course.
Some raised risk. And I think that probably the most terrifying thing that's come out of the last year has not been the 500,000 deaths, because like I said, it's not 500,000 more deaths, okay? A little bit hastened, that's it. Okay, the number of those that died just of COVID isn't even, I don't think, 20,000. Okay. But what's terrifying, John, is that we have a nation of people terrified of risk.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a nation of people who are going to vote Democrat, first of all. And secondly, it's a nation of people who are going to wear their masks even when they don't have to.
To your point.
It's crazy.
Let me read some responses to this tweet.
Okay.
Jimmy Bailey. The reason cases have plummeted is because of masks. Reinstate mask mandates until the vaccine demand drops. Demand is high. I know so many people that can't get a dose yet because they're not in the categories. Yeah, which Jimmy means they don't really need one.
Okay, first of all, Jimmy's an idiot. But secondly, hey, I have to remind people what the CDC say. 85 to 92% of those who catch COVID are mask wearers around other mask wearers.
Okay, I can't pronounce this
guy's
name.
In other words, he's wrong.
Jesus, I guess is how you say this. Jesus Christo. How odd the cases plummet with a competent president in office. This guy must be smoking crack.
Yeah, because Joe just has done so much to make the cases plummet. He's done nothing.
Shawnee says, leave it to Mississippi. This is ridiculous. What is the basis? Is it because some of the neighbors, family members, or the party is upset that they have rules to follow? Of course it is, because they have always thought rules don't apply to them.
You know what's funny? What you're hearing here is...
people mad that they're opening up.
Well, yeah, but here's what you're really hearing is the rage of the Karens being disarmed.
Yes.
This is the rage of the Karens being
Karens,
disarmed.
Karens, go back to your cave. We're going to open up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. They are being disarmed, and they are furious because they're enjoying the control. They're drunk on the control.
That's
and
right.
By the way, John, I see it everywhere I go. People love the control.
Spicy Pink says, this is very premature. What are you thinking? The numbers will go right back up, stupidity at its finest.
No, the numbers will not. So, and here's the thing. Will Stacy Pink come out and then say, wait a minute, Spicy Pink?
Spicy Pink.
Which, by the way, is what you're going to call me the rest of the show.
I'll call you Spicy Pink. There we go.
I now love that name. Okay, I am Spicy Pink. But will Spicy Pink... 3 months from now, when that doesn't happen, show her face and say she's sorry and was wrong. No. She'll just become another troll and whine about something else on the internet.
Carrie says, I don't have mine yet. Neither does my husband. Guess it's fine if we die, though. Thanks for showing Mississippians that you don't value our lives.
Okay. Now, everybody who dies will only be dying because they opened up. They wouldn't have died otherwise, John. Absolutely not. It would have been heaven.
It's the wearing of masks and social distancing along with vaccine that has been working to bring our COVID-19 numbers down and reduce hospitalizations. Why not wait a little longer? We can beat COVID-19 and save lives. It's just a mask. Kathy Coleman said this. And Kathy, I'm sorry, but evidently you've never ran a business or care for that matter.
Number one, she doesn't understand business, as you say. And number two, Kathy... then how come the numbers don't reflect that state to state to state to state? How come Florida, which is far more open, has much better numbers than New York?
Right. Great question. Craig and Wheatridge, you're next, sir. Go ahead.
Hi, John, Andy.
How we doing?
Hey, Craig.
Hey, driving home, saw a middle-aged guy driving a Subaru and had a Riding with Biden bumper sticker on the back of his car. It took all the self-control I had not to tell him he was number one. But besides that,
you know, here's what's interesting. I saw this the other day too, by the way. It's a great meme. It says, you know, if you're wearing a mask alone in the car, there's no need for the Biden-Harris sticker on the back.
Yeah, we get it.
That's true.
Anyway,
well, you mentioned Andy, you mentioned Florida.
Yeah.
I did not see the interview, but a coworker recommended Mark Levin did an interview with DeSantis, Florida's governor.
Hmm.
And I guess it was pretty informative, and it explained why he bucked the trend right off the bat when it came to the, you know, shutting down businesses and the masks, because he was following the science and what he knew based on past experience. He didn't let other people influence his decisions. And as you said, Florida has been very successful in not shutting everything down.
Yep.
And like you said, the case numbers have not skyrocketed in that state. And, you know, they've left it optional to people whether they wanted to wear a mask or not.
Hey, Craig, can I ask you a real quick question? Which governor is basically being run out of office right now, DeSantis or Cuomo?
Well, Cuomo, for obvious reasons, and I think Whitmer should be right there with him.
Yes.
She's guilty of some of the very same things Cuomo is about putting people in nursing homes. So hopefully, you know, they will turn on themselves. I mean, you've got Democrat the Attorney General in New York wants, you know, Cuomo out of office, and so does de Blasio. They're suggesting that he resign, not even, you know, go through any kind of a trial.
Isn't it disgusting, though, that they waited? They knew all this before. They waited on all this until they got rid of Trump. Because propping up Cuomo through mm-hmm. the election was to help hurt Trump.
That's right.
Had they been honest about Cuomo,
that's right,
Cuomo before the election, it would have helped Trump.
You're right.
Well, yeah, there was a lot of things suppressed about the Democrats. Look at Hunter Biden. That was suppressed prior
big
to the
time.
Election. FBI said, you know, it's just our policy not to, you know, leak out or reveal any information that we'd have that might be damaging to one of the candidates prior to an election. And, you know, it was all engineered as far as I'm concerned. I mean, you know, Trump's speech down at CPAC, told it all, said it as well as anybody could possibly say it.
Yep, you are correct.
And did you hear, John, that Volvo has now said the future of the combustion engine is gone, and they're going to go all electric by 2030 as well?
Yeah, and Charlie and I were talking about that before the show, although that's sort of just I guess you could say a jumping on top of what they already did. They were actually the first car company to make a statement like that a couple of years ago. So to me, this is just reiterating what they had already decided as a corporation to do long ago. To me, this isn't news. I don't know why this is making news today is what I'm trying to say.
Well, in the process, they're shutting down their dealer network, and they will be only selling their vehicles, I understand, online, and they will have a service facilities, but really no retail dealerships. So
is news, because that's something that would change the way they're doing their entire operation. That's news. But them going all electric, I don't know why that made mainstream news, Craig, because that's a decision they've made in the past already.
Well, the other thing, I don't know if you're aware of, that they're owned by a Chinese corporation. They're Chinese owned.
You know what? I haven't followed lately who bought, you know, one time Ford owned Volvo. It's been through several hands. I've not watched that. I'll be honest. I haven't looked at that. Would not surprise me, but I have not looked at that. I can't verify that. I'll have to, though.
Well, you won't be seeing one in my driveway anytime soon.
Just between me, you, and everybody else that's listening, I guess, you know, Volvo makes a great car. Yes, it's a very safe car. It's a very expensive car to own as far as repairs go, and does not necessarily always have the most reliability ratings. And it's a very boutique car, by the way. So Volvo coming out and saying this is a far cry from a Ford or GM saying it. And, you know, more power to them on their dealer network and how they're going to do that. Craig, I got to run. We got to take a break. We'll come right back. I appreciate that. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning. Make sure that you have your estate in order. It's very important. You never know when your last day will be. And don't leave a mess behind to your family. Again, find Michael at klzradio.com or 720-394-6887.
Michael Bailey removes your fear of the unknown by helping you plan ahead for unexpected scenarios. Most people have already given up their resolutions by now, but not Michael Bailey. He lives by the adage, "Those who prepare shall not fear." KLZ's mobile estate planner recently got a frantic phone call from a family whose mother had been given only 2 to 4 weeks to live. Their father had begun to lose some of his mental acuity, and they needed help now. They held a Zoom meeting with Michael Bailey on a Friday. He drew up their parents' estate plan on Saturday, and by Monday, their mother had been moved into hospice care. Without Michael's last-minute help, this family would have spent months, if not years, battling in probate court because their mother's assets would have gone to the wrong people. You don't know what the future holds, but you can prepare for uncertainty. Set up a free consultation with KLZ's mobile estate planner now at klzradio.com/estate.
All right, speaking of new cars, as we were a moment ago with Craig, you can still buy a gasoline-powered vehicle at Purefoy Chevrolet. The entire GM fleet is not electric yet. That's coming many years down the road. So, yes, in the meantime, you can still buy a gasoline-powered vehicle, which, by the way, in this day and age, are still one of the most efficient, effective ways to get around from A to B and the most reliable as well. Purefoy Chevrolet has all of that and a lot full of used cars as well. They're in Fort Lupton, 303-659-8311. It's like going back in time to buy a car. Shop online at purefoychevrolet.com.
You know, when I go into Purefoy Chevrolet, they don't give you that feel like they're there to take your money or they only care about the sale. They really, truly seem to care about me, and that means a lot to me. I've had the privilege of going into Purefoy Chevrolet to see Rolly's office. And when you see Rolly Purefoy and his family, and especially his father, because his dad was so involved in this business, you really get a sense of what it means for it to be a family. Then when you see customers come in, you also realize that they treat their customers the same way they would their family members. It was very clear that the customers come back again and again and again. There's kind of this real family feel of they want you to come in, be so pleased that you'll continue to come in and have a pleasant experience and people that treat you like family, and you can't get better than that. So that really has stuck with me, and I think that's really something unique about Purefoy Chevrolet that means you should go there.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, myself, Andy, and Charlie. David, you're next, sir. David, are you there?
Hey, John.
There we go, sir.
John, the interesting thing is, I was saying to Charlie, if you look at the numbers in March of last year, when Governor Brainhead, Deadhead, instituted the mask policy, if you follow the numbers of COVID cases after that, July or August, we had 1,800 cases of COVID.
Right.
Higher than the amount we had in March when he instituted everybody had to wear a mask.
Right.
Which shows you the mask doesn't do any doggone good
right.
at all.
And David, really quick here, he put it in place. The mask mandate has been in place. Everybody, everywhere you go, was wearing masks, and the thing went, and COVID went on its normal arc just as it would have. It rose a couple months, as David's saying, after he put the mask mandate in place. It came down later with the mask mandate still there. Nothing changed.
Nothing. And if you listen to the news today, Texas, there are about three or four different Republican mayor governors that are taking off all control over anything and open everything wide up.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's great. It's what we want.
Yep.
It's what we want. And to your point, I mean, I'm looking at the stats on Colorado where you can look at the cases and just roll across. And yeah, here's what's interesting about that, David, to your point. There's a little bit of a spike around the 1st of August, which, by the way, is long after we had our mask mandate. I can go all the way back to Colorado's pretty flatlined all the way through. Keep in mind, when we put the mask mandate in play, our biggest spike came right around the first of winter. Imagine that, when things got cold. Go figure. And by the way, there's folks on that other tweet that Mississippi sent out that are talking about how, do you think that the reduction in Mississippi in cases is because we were all stuck at home because of the big ice storm they had? Well, I was under the understanding, and all the data that I've read is that when people are at home cooped up, COVID actually increases. It doesn't decrease. In fact, I'm looking at that in Colorado's numbers as far as when winter hit, David. So these people that are talking about some of this stuff, they don't even know what they're talking about. They're clueless.
Well, it's all about control. They do not want to give up control, because if they give up control, then all of a sudden it's going to become more and more obvious that everybody is out of work because of this, and nobody's going back to work because of this.
Yep.
And they don't want to. They do not want to give us the freedom, because they could, that way they can hold us down. And that is all it's about. It's just simple control of all of us.
Hey, David, what part of Denver are you in?
I'm in Centennial.
Centennial. Well, that's not as bad as way up in Denver. How are the businesses doing out where you are?
They're starting to open up here and there. They're starting to go in there. Some of them still have they're under whatever color they are, that when you come in, if it's a restaurant, they want your name, phone number, ID, and all the rest of it. Not ID, but all the information in that. But it is, the frightening thing of it is the Republican Party. And because this state is controlled by the Democrats, the House, the Senate, the governorship.
Right.
If I were in elected office, I would be just screaming out loud in front of a camera, getting the attention of all of the news people, making some outlandish statement just to get their attention, but more importantly, saying to the public, there's no reason why we have to be locked down for infinity. Because the governor came out last week and said, based on the information we have, I think about mid-year it might be good to maybe start loosening things up.
So which to him means June, which is 3 months from now.
No, July.
Or 4 months now.
And all of a sudden, September.
5 months now, then.
It's going to say, we got to tie back down. The public, CDC and all the rest of them, John, keep coming out and saying, don't relax now. There's some new virus.
Yeah, I know. I've seen that. And it's just another way for them to grasp at the power straw that they, to your point, David, don't want to give up. Real quick, you and Andy both, question for you guys. What do you think the Colorado last 7-day death average is?
Five.
You're close. David?
I'd probably say about 10.
You're both very close. It's eight. Eight. The, right. the 7-day death average in Colorado for COVID, by the way, that includes comorbidities and so on, is a whopping eight.
That's calling everything where COVID is present a COVID death.
5.5 million people in Colorado, eight. And we don't have things opened up.
And by the way, John, COVID is present everywhere because it's swept through a population.
Sure is.
Okay, so
but trust me, we have all been exposed to it. How some people's immune system handle it over others is really what I think is key when it comes to COVID, and if you end up with it, and if you end up dying from it, by the way, and every one of our DNA is made differently, of course, we all know that, and I've interviewed many, many people, by the way, that agree with what I just said. This really does come down to you and how your makeup is as to whether or not the genetics in you and your family, by the way, are going to have issues or not. So if you're one of those that knows you're going to have issues, genetically speaking, then yeah. Yeah, wear a mask, protect yourself, wear five masks if you have to. I really don't care. But on the other hand, I have the genetic component where I'm the opposite of that. This isn't going to affect me. I've proven that already. So why should I have to do all of that, David?
Well, and here's one of the things, John. If it's the lady that's on in the mornings between
Kim?
Kim, yeah. She had somebody on there today that was talking about the fact that if you have had the virus and overcome it, you have built up the antibodies inside of you that have kept you from catching it again. He said that if you get that shot, it may make all of your systems that are normally immune
go away.
Everything in your body is going to be vulnerable to everything.
That's right.
You may be immune to the virus, but everything else is going to drop all of your guards down to where you'll be subject to everything out there.
David, I got to run. Great point. And we will do our best. I'll find out who that was if we can't get them on and interview them in the afternoon as well for all of you that are listening. American National Insurance is next, folks. You got to have insurance. We're talking about this, you know, cars, all those things, house, cars, whatever. You've got to have insurance. You can't run without it. In fact, it's state law. And by the way, those of us that have insurance appreciate those of you that do. That's the way it's supposed to work.
Yes.
Because if you run into me, I want you paying, not me. So give Paul a call today, 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Leuenberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Leuenberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789. And ask Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, that's it for hour one. Myself, Andy, and Charlie, we got another full 2 hours coming your way. If you're listening to the replay hour, thank you very much. We do appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow, Wellness Wednesday, plus a lot more for you. Bob Zadak is going to join us from the Bob Zadak Show here at the top of the hour, so stay tuned for that. We are going to talk a little bit about COVID, essential liberty, and just things that are going on in regard to even Rush Limbaugh and the fairness doctrine. We'll get into all of that in a few minutes, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Hour two is next. Myself, Andy, and Charlie, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.